All right, some uplifting news from Russia. Sochi is set to host another Winter Games. The 2014 Winter Paralympics open there today. The Paralympic movement began with a small group of disabled World War II soldiers. The Games have grown into one of the world's largest sporting events. This year, wounded veterans are competing again in five winter sports. The U.S. sled hockey team is featuring one line of all veterans who were wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan. These paraplegic athletes, recovering from catastrophic injuries, delight in barreling across an ice rink while trying to bludgeon each other off the puck. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports on a sport that's called murder ball on ice.
The U.S. sled hockey team trained in Colorado last month before heading to Sochi.
Full contact, fast speed hockey. It's just a blast out there.
Rico Roman has been on the team for 3 years. He lost his left leg to a bomb blast in Iraq in 2007. Right now, he's strapped tight into a tiny sled perched a few inches off the ice, balanced on one double runner skate.
So you got two blades that you're balancing on. Then you have these two sticks with picks on the bottom. And you do like a rolling motion across the ice.
Roman gets up ahead of speed with the sticks, but then he flips them around, and they go from being ski poles to hockey sticks. He switches the puck between left and right sticks, and then he can shoot from either side. Roman grew up in Oregon, never ice skated. He joined the Army after high school and deployed to Iraq 3 times. After the bomb blast that cost him a leg, he wound up at Brooke Army Medical Center in Texas and tried a few adaptive sports as part of his recovery. And then he got on ice, and the love affair began.
I love the toughness, the hitting. I love the speed of the game. Like, I love the lingo, saucing the pass, you know, nasty dangles. It's like puck handling. These are all, like, terms only hockey players would know.
Rico Roman has played with the U.S. team at games in Korea and Canada, but he also plays on a team in Texas, not far from Brooke Army Hospital, where he's been able to help recruit other players, like Josh Sweeney.
I went out, played, I watched Rico Roman play, and I was like, all right, so that's where I can take this.
Sweeney was in the hospital after a bomb in Afghanistan took both his legs in 2009. He'd played hockey in high school before he joined the Marines, but after the injury, sports were the furthest thing from his mind.
You're kind of in survival mode, so you don't think about what am I going to be able to do, or it's really just, you know, am I going to get back up and be able to feed myself and take care of myself, and what am I going to have to do to get there?
Once he realized his life wasn't over, Sweeney still had to get through months stuck in a hospital bed. Hockey was a way to be an athletic young man again.
When I first got out there, the hitting, it was a little scary because you don't really know how to take it. You're not good at using your edges to keep yourself up. But at the same time, you know, I'd been in a hospital for so long, and I'd been cooped up doing rehab and therapy, that when I got out there and said, you know, hey, can I hit? And they gave me the green light, it was on. I was ready to just take out some frustration and aggression. If you hit somebody, you feel a lot better.
Sweeney had never even heard of the Paralympics before a U.S. sled hockey coach saw him play and all but ordered him to try out. He's glad he did.
The competition that I was up against, the intensity, it made me feel so good. And I was just in the moment. I forgot about everything else in life. And I was just playing hockey again.
Sweeney made the team at his first tryout, and now he's in Sochi along with Rico Roman and two other vets on the U.S. team. And the pressure's on. The U.S. took gold in the Vancouver Paralympics 4 years ago. They're determined to do it again. First game is U.S. versus Italy tomorrow. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.